B-Pod Studios.
Let's do Bring the Heat, and I'll get right back to the call.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
I went in the closet today, and I dusted off my old silly throwback zip-up hoodie, and I just got it out because I have a feeling today's the day. It's not tomorrow, for today's the day. Get that money, son. You're coming to Philly.
Wow. The zip, I have that too. That's one of the great items. The zip-up Phillies hoodie, maroon,
oh, yeah.
Fat P. I love that.
Do you feel like today's the day, though? Do you feel like today's the day?
I do not.
Neither do I.
I don't think so.
I could see it being tomorrow, but then there's that fear. Nah, yeah, not the fear, the news dump. You don't want to do it tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't see it. I don't see it today. It worries me, but I love that item. The maroon hoodie. I also love the powder blue Phillies is awesome. Do you have one of those?
What, the hoodie?
Yeah.
No, I have the old hat, though.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You don't have the hoodie?
No, I don't.
Zip-up Phillies?
I don't have the old school zip-up Phillies, no.
It's my favorite. I have a Phillies jacket that I love.
You know what I have way too much of?
What's that?
I have the 2007 NL East Champ shirt. The 2008 NL East Championship. Yeah, God, I got one for every single year.
Are you a Jersey man, too? Like, I'm not a Jersey guy.
When I was a kid, I was. Like, I had the entire starting nine at one point.
You had a chooch Jersey?
Oh, yeah, you should see. I have a drawer of just the Phillies red.
Really?
But I don't really wear them that much anymore.
I've never been to Jersey, but I like the
Phillies.
The Sixer stuff's cool, too, though. Playoffs, like the Sixer gear. They do great stuff in the playoffs.
It's a real shame to see Donaghy back in the news, but, I mean, this is important stuff, and it's stuff that you need to know if you're a sports fan. And your hope is that this sort of thing doesn't happen, but FIFA, the largest, you know, sports body in the world, just had a giant scandal of this same type, you know, more recently than Donaghy. So your hope is it doesn't happen, but I'm sure that, you know, something along these lines is going to emerge again in the future.
Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot about the FIFA scandal. That story, if you hadn't read it, go back and read it. Really, really well done. Excellent work. It's a great piece. ESPN.com, the magazine. It's a tale. It's a winding tale that goes from, you know, New York crime families to FBI to the offshore, Curacao, wild, wild story.
Anthony, how do you watch that Duke-UNC game last night and walk away thinking that Roy Williams is the overrated coach? After Zion went out, Coach K still had 2 5-star, top 5 NBA draft picks for next year, and he got his brains beat out by 16 points.
Yeah, I'm not making that assessment because of one game. I make that assessment over career. I always thought he was an overrated coach. I'm not going to look at one game. Now, I will tell you this. They completely had nowhere to go. But you lose your best player, you lose your best player. And everything funnels through him. But without him on the floor, they didn't get nearly the looks. If you look at their offense, it was stagnant at times. My only point to bring up Roy Williams was, if you watch the game, the last, they had a healthy 17-point lead, and it was fluctuating, 15, 17, 19. And inside 10 minutes, they didn't even work clock. Inside 7 minutes, they didn't work clock. Duke got it down to 13 with the ball, and they still didn't work clock.
And he got the longer shot clocks in college.
That's my point. I'm a hater. I'm a hater.
Was there ever a surer bet than that the Padres are going to move to L.A.? I mean, they backed, forget the Brinks truck. They backed up the dump truck like three times in the last 12 months, and apparently they're still on Harper. They're not doing that for the San Diego market.
Nah, they already got a team. They got two teams. They're only a third team. They own that region, that city. And, you know, granted, it's not Los Angeles, but think about it. You're the only sport in town other than San Diego State. That's your only competition. You got you lost football team. No more San Diego Clippers. It's your town, so you might as well own it, Pods.
I'll tell you what, man. That Gabe Kapler comment about dripping sweat and throwing balls as hard as they can, that got me a little worried about him a little bit over here in Oakland. Gabe, last time I checked, every other MLB team's doing the exact same thing. Gargano, Martinez, spring training, boys, let's get excited. And while we're at it, let's get Bryce Harper out here. Unbelievable, man.
Crew Dog checking in. I miss that football. We got to get into the draft next week. We got combine starting. You like the combine? You're not a combine
I'm not. I'm not a geek like you. Yeah. Like I'm going to check in.
Yeah, but it's more of an excuse. Nah, I don't care about the numbers. It's more an excuse to talk prospects.
I like the cone drills. I like the 40-yard dash.
Yeah, I like the quarterbacks.
Well, of course.
I do like the 225.
I don't really care about the vertical.
Count how many times do it. Bench 225.
You guys are dripping with sweat.
I was thinking about the calendar. Because you know that it's like this is the dead time before the end of the combine. Then you start to dive into free agency and the draft. Because I set my calendar by Baldy's travels. He left for Costa Rica yesterday. With a nice Brazilian on his arm.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's good work by Baldy.
Yes. Oh, Baldy. What's next?
I think there should be, you know, a little more outrage about Anthony Davis. It's fine to make these type of comments in the offseason, but, I mean, what he's doing, like, I get that by age 26, you know, he's probably spent two decades perfecting his craft, but this is a team sport, and he's just leaving his teammates, his coach, and his organization out to dry. And he's, you know, one of the faces of the game. It's just not right.
I agree with you. You're dead right. It's a shame, that whole thing. Like, the fact that New Orleans doesn't have can't have the Anthony Davis. It's criminal. And you know what it does is it highlights these franchises that should not exist. Like, why? Like, they shouldn't exist. If you can't get a team, nobody wants to play there. You can't win. You're not going to win. It's impossible. And there's like half a dozen teams, like the Bobcats. Are the Bobcats ever going to be any good? Like the days of Lonzo Mourning when they were the Hornets, you know?
There's a lot of teams like that. I don't see Atlanta ever being good again. I know they're doing the tank. Yeah, they give up on Doncic. Like they get
what about
young.
Memphis? Like, is Memphis?
No. And they had Conley and Gasol who are, let's face it, they're pretty good basketball players.
Yeah.
They already moved on from Gasol. Like, they're done. Memphis is never going to win.
I mean, the Pels, never going to win. Memphis, never going to win.
Like, can you, like, just try to focus on this? The Memphis Grizzlies, your NBA champions.
No, never.
No. No. You're never going to hear that.
No. But that market can't sustain. But meanwhile, Seattle needs a team.
Anthony. Oh, my. It's Gabe. Gabe Kaplan. It's cold. So cold. And I got to say, oh, my. I think we're going to get Bryce Harper. You know why? Because I'm positively we can.
Guys are dripping with sweat.
That is awesome. Oh, my. Speaking of awesome, Andrew, do you see who's accompanying Mikey Miss?
Yeah, I'm joined with royalty right now.
Do you see who's accompanying Michael?
I'm now the third most famous living creature in the studio right now.
You are third.
And Mike's second.
Yes. Well, Mike's one, but...
No, Mike's second.
But look who's two. Yes, that's it. That's what I wanted to hear. The barking. Mikey brought his dog. She's a great dog. Adorable. That's the bring your dog to the work day?
She's a good dog, too.
I would have brought mine, my Prima. If I'd known that.
Because Mike's live on TV and you don't hear the dog bark. That's a good dog.
Yeah, you don't. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Holmes? How are you going to have the dog? Your dog's going to stay for the whole show? Dog's going to get some TV time, right?
You got to put the dog in the lap.
Natalie will watch the dog. You know, Natalie will love the dog.
I think Natalie brought her dog in once.
She did?
Yeah, I don't know if it was on TV, though. Little Chihuahua.
Natalie's got a Chihuahua?
I think so. That type of dog.
I didn't know that.
I'm out on the Chihuahua. No offense, Nat.
Yeah, I'm on a big Chihuahua. I don't like the fit in a handbag.
No, I'm out on the bigger rat.
You know what I mean? I agree with you. Now, I got a smaller dog, but she's got a little size to her. But, you know, she'll nuzzle up to you next to you. You know she's there.
Yeah, I got a lab, but I think she was the runt of the litter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's tiny.
Those labs are the best.
It's like 45 pounds. That's about it.
The labs are the best. They're the best. All right, let me get back to the phones because I need Sixer relax. Seal helped, but I'm still a little... I just don't like it. And I don't like Brett telling me to move on. If you didn't hear it, this is Brett. He's delivering the news. And I love him. But, you know, I'm sorry. I have to connect the dots. Take a listen. You got it?
Nobody needs to read into anything here. This is an NBA athlete, you know, that has some soreness in a knee, that has had an MRI, and we all should move on. We'll miss him, obviously, playing-wise, but it's not anything that isn't completely pointed toward keeping him ready, and especially ready when it matters most at the end of the year.
Keeping him ready when it matters most the end of the year. Does that sound like a week to you?
You know, I hate this. I absolutely hate this situation. Because, again...
We were going to play the longer version, but that shorter version, he didn't talk about the... That's the first time you hear him say, well, you know, keeping it matters the most the end of the year. It matters now. You got 24 games left. He needs to play with those guys.
Yeah, and if you lose four of the next five or three of the next five, you're putting yourself in a ton of danger because you are currently tied with the Celtics. The Celtics have the better head-to-head record. That's why they're ahead of you in the Eastern Conference. Yeah, we're all waiting for Indiana to drop off. They're eventually going to do that. But again, the 3-seed, 4-seed, there's a big difference there.
Dude, they are... They're 23-7 at home. 23-7. They're 14-14 on the road. This home court matters. You hear that building? That building rocks.
Yeah, you win round one if you're the 4th seed, but then you go into Milwaukee or Toronto.
Yeah, I don't. You know, listen, that's tough. That is tough. Both those teams. And the other problem is Toronto has two guys that give you fits now. Kawhi knows how to guard Ben. And Gasol gives Joe some fits.
They still got Serge, Siakam. That's a good squad.
I know, it is good. All right, real quick, and then I promise we'll get back to the phones. But real quick, you and I, W's and L's. All right, indulge me, man.
Okay, when's Embiid coming back?
Indulge me.
Let's pick a date.
All right,
when is he coming back?
He comes back for Saturday, March 2nd. He's got to play against Golden State.
So he's missing OKC.
I mean, he's going to play against Golden State, right? Barring, you know, whatever, which I don't even want to talk about. And let's say he sits again, like he'll miss a Cleveland, he'll miss an Orlando, right? Like he'll miss a couple of those games, the rest games. All right, real quick, Miami. You're going to do it, Miami.
I'll be honest.
tonight to win.
I'll be honest.
You think they lose tonight?
I don't put money down often. I don't feel good about tonight's game.
Wow,
because you're coming off the break. You're still not 100% certain how these guys play together. And now you're missing your biggest piece.
Yeah, they should still be able to beat Miami.
They should be. Miami's also...
Are you thinking Whiteside?
I'm just saying, maybe Miami. Miami's the ninth seed right now. Maybe they want to try to get into the playoffs as the eighth seed.
Wow.
I'm not feeling good about tonight's game.
All right. Well, I'll put it out. I'm going to make you an L. Portland,
Saturday. I'll take the W there.
New Orleans a W.
Yes.
At OKC. No Joe.
They can't find a way to win. They just can't find a way to win against the Thunder.
All right, you got
to
lose.
You got a loss.
Home Golden State. Do they sweep the Warriors?
In the return of Joel Embiid.
Do they sweep the Warriors?
I'll give them a W there.
Really?
I will.
All right.
I will give them a win there.
Okay.
Even with Klay Thompson playing for the Warriors at that point.
Even though the Warriors want to make a statement against the young Sixers?
Yeah, but then Boogie Cousins is still not going to be 100%. Still got the minutes restrictions.
You don't have to talk me into it. All right, I'll go with it. Orlando, that's a win.
W.
At Chicago's a win. At Houston.
W.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's when they start figuring it out.
Indiana home.
W.
Cleveland's a win.
W.
Sacramento home.
They'll have Redick this time, hopefully. Last time they didn't have J.J. Redick, and you saw how that affected them last time. I'll go with another win. So now all of a sudden I'm at 6 straight. Seven straight.
You got 7 straight wins. Then you go at Milwaukee.
Loss.
March 17th.
Loss.
3:30. Loss. ABC. You're looking live at the Mecca.
I got a loss.
All right. That's a loss. All right, I'll continue. At Charlotte.
That's a win.
Hornets. I said Bobcats earlier, didn't I? That's a win. Boston home.
It's just so easy to say win. It's right. So easy to say win.
But it's L, right?
Maybe Kyrie plays that night, and that helps out the Sixers.
This is yours. Give it to me. Win or loss?
I'm going to go loss. They haven't proven me that they can beat the Celtics.
All right. Now you get a slew of bad teams. At Atlanta.
Win.
At Orlando.
Win.
Home Brooklyn. The Nets playing decent ball, though.
It's a win. But that team, they play well against the Sixers.
They do. That's why I asked you. That's why I paused there.
They always play well against the Sixers. But because it's in Philadelphia, I'm giving it a win.
All right. At Minnesota.
That's a win.
At Dallas.
That's a win.
At Atlanta.
That's a win.
Home Bucks.
Rematch factor. That's a win.
At Chicago.
That's a win.
At Miami.
Are they resting players at this point?
Well, no, because you're playing for the seed. No rest.
Man, I got 8 straight wins going into the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. Well, last year, remember, they reeled off a bunch.
It's 2 straight. Then that's another 2 more wins. Miami and Chicago. 10 straight going into the playoffs.
All right. That bodes well. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk to you on the phone. We'll tally them up. See what you think. Now, I don't get the Parks tonight. I'm going to ask Natalie a question. But tonight we'll be at Parks doing the Cubs Corner Show 6 to 7, having some fun. And Sportsbook, which is outrageous. You got to go there. It caters to the 4-for-4 fan at Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. It's got it all for the sharps and for the first-time sports better. They make it easy to get your action. You can bet spreads and parlays and teasers and props. You get the NBA back tonight. Sportsbook inside Parks Casino. What an oasis. All the action on the big screens right in the middle of the casino. Plus, they have their free Bet Slip Builder app, which lets you plan out all the bets from anywhere with the latest odds. There's also sports betting kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets and print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your sports bets on the way to the game at the South Philly Turf Club on Packer Avenue near the stadiums. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club. Parks Casino, lots of food options too. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, Parks Real Steakhouse, the beautiful new beer garden, Oliveto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best, the sports book at Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Natalie, are you going to be on dog duty?
Yes, I am today. And I resent that Andrew Salchunas called my beautiful Ginger.
No, not your dog.
You referred to her as an oversized rat.
No, not your dog. I love your dog. It's other chihuahuas.
Did you bring Ginger in too?
I brought her in once. She's very, very, very territorial of me. So she's fine with people, but she can't deal with other dogs. But like sometimes if somebody comes near me, she just loses it.
So Mike's dog and your dog, that would not be a great mix?
No. I wish, wow. I mean, if it were a perfect world, I would love for them to get along because I would love to bring Ginger in, but... No, I'm going to be on Shima duty today. She's so precious. And she lets me hold her. And Mike says she doesn't
She's a good girl.
I know. And she doesn't let anybody hold her.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm hoping.
I'm gonna play
with her now. So we only have her for an hour in studio. And I'm going to.
She's a good girl.
Put her on TV.
Yeah, you got to put her on TV.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you got. She's one. Man, it's amazing. She's attentive to Mike.
She's so precious.
Wow, that's impressive. All right, Nat, hit it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Talking to Michael. Mike's gonna go hit the links down at ATL for a little bit for the weekend.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow?
Yes. He's cool. Like, you know what's cool about him? He's like, he looks at it for the weekend. Let me zip zop, go play 36. That's cool. Nice.
Yeah. I wish I could do it.
No, but it's cool. Well, listen, he earned it. You know, someday you'll earn it. You'll have the same ability.
Yeah, I'm saving up. That's why my Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, well, he earned it. He's earned it in spades. So, someday. Now's the time you just got to work. You got to head down. That's what you're doing. I'm proud of you.
Whenever they need me.
But now it's like for you, it's head down mode. Right, Rhonda? He's got to be head down. There's no, I'm working. That's what you're supposed to do.
Dripping in sweat.
Yes.
Like my man Gabe Kapler says.
That's right. That's right. Listen to Rhonda. Rhonda's got good stories, man. She knows what's going on.
Love Miss Rhonda.
Miss Rhonda's the best. What's your title? What would we refer to you as? What would we say? Tell her. Tell Andrew.
Production director.
That's nice.
I go master of production.
Yeah. Well, that's a good title for Rhonda. I'm a big Rhonda fan. She's cool. Like, Rhonda knows. She's been in Philadelphia radio forever. And, like, she knows all the stories. Do yourself a favor. Sag with Rhonda.
She's told me some good ones.
She'll enlighten you. She will. I got big plans for Rhonda. She's going to help with a project of mine. Let's go to Ryan. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rye.
What up, man?
What up, Rye?
I seen a report a little while ago. Now, I don't know how credible the source is or whatever. It was something called Huddle Sports that I've seen on social media. And the report that it said the Phillies offered Harper a 10-year, $330 million deal. But it said that Harper is waiting for the Padres to match that.
What's it called? Sports Huddle?
It was called Huddle Sports. It was on social media, like Facebook or whatever. That's what it said. I don't know if they're like a credible source or not.
Yeah,
I don't know. Heard of them.
Yeah. That's the problem with online. Like, you don't know, where it's coming from because there's so many outlets and between blogs. I mean, some are credible and some aren't. I don't know. I mean, I've been just kind of following the bigger guys. The guys that I know are kind of plugged in. And the Phillies, all the major guys say, Ryan, that the Phillies are the only ones with money.
I hope so. I mean, I hope nobody else sneaks in there. But I was just like scrolling through and I seen that. I just didn't know if you guys heard of them or if they were like credible or
not. I don't know. I don't know, brother.
Yeah.
No idea. Okay. Thank you, buddy. I just texted Bob. Let's see if Bob...
Yeah, I read a story. So I think it's called 12 Up Sports, which usually posts all the rumors that are out there, and they write little stories on it. So they posted one guy's report, and they led the story with, if this is credible, if you have to say, if this is credible, don't put it out there.
Yeah. No, no, no. You don't do that.
That's the problem with...
Well, first of all, that's not a real...
No.
Yeah.
That's the problem with everything that's going on. People are going to believe everything they see.
All right, so Bob, I'm seeing the dots.
Oh, so Bob's getting back to you.
Yeah, so I just texted him. Bob Mungale, USA Today baseball.
That was pretty big what he sent you yesterday, saying that he didn't know if Harper wanted to play with the pressure in Philadelphia. That was pretty big.
I know. Not crazy about it because of the expectations. Oh, look at this. My man, Tasty Cake. Tasty Cake Dom. What do you say, my brother, my Sixer brother?
And how's it going?
Great, brother.
You know, I'm working in my truck, and that last guy, can you imagine turning down 300? I mean, can you sign that contract fast enough, $330 million?
Yeah, come on. Right.
But what I wanted to tell you is I think, and this is just off the top of my head, since they got Butler, right, and you'll know this, aren't they a much better road? They started out the season, they lost their first six or seven at on the road, and they won like their first 10 at home, right? So since they got Butler, they're actually a better road team than home team.
Yeah, but I still think they're a better home team. Like, they're a true home team. Like, they have a true home court advantage.
They have a true home court advantage.
You know?
That crowd is... We are an awesome home court advantage.
Yeah, I mean, like...
But they... Since they got Jimmy, he did make them a better road team. Where you have a little bit of confidence that they could go somewhere and win a game.
Yeah, just because they don't have home court for a series, like I wouldn't automatically pick against them. I just want to see how they're playing. Like, they just got to play together.
I think that's the thing that you said this a while ago, is how they got to be on the court together.
You
got to
gel.
When they first got Tobias, the first thing you said was, the wins and losses right now don't matter as much as them playing together. Because I took that Celtics loss, you know, and I just can't lose to the Celtics.
I know. It was a gut punch, too. It was the same way, too, the way they lost. Yeah, I agree.
But that's what you want. You want them out there together, so come playoff time, they're cohesive.
Right, and that's why this, like, bothered me. And it's just a bad look, Tommy. Like, you know, you're playing in the All-Star game and you can't play when you come home. Like, that's a terrible look to the fan base. And when Brett says, well, you know, can't connect the dots, I mean, you really can't say that because of the history there.
Yeah, I agreed with everything you said this morning, Ed. I think it's a big deal. They don't do well without Joe. They just don't.
Now, listen, this team doesn't win without Embiid. You're not beating those. All the three teams are good teams, right? Like, we already know about Boston, Milwaukee at Meritage. Like, that's a really good team to an already good starting five. And then that Toronto team, you don't really match up great against them.
Right. Now, that Milwaukee, and they've been great all season. And I know the next five, they got a brutal schedule. They got the
Celtics, next five?
Right?
They got Boston. What's their next five?
I think they go out west, Ant.
Oh, they
got
a West Coast.
They got Golden State and the Clippers. Milwaukee goes out for that West Coast. Utah.
Yeah.
I think they got those guys. All away games. But I know Golden State is one of those games.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun. I'll tell you what, the Eastern, and Domi, great stuff, my brother. The Eastern Conference playoffs are going to be awesome. Like, they're going to be a blast to watch. Like really good basketball. Those four teams. All right, we got an update. You want to hear it?
Yeah, what do we got?
Or you want to wait to the other side?
I was going to give you the Bucks schedule because it's
what do you got?
Not as hard as Dom made it out to be. They got Celtics, which is tough. Then they got T-Wolves in Milwaukee, at Chicago.
Wait. Celtics, Minnesota, Chicago.
In Chicago. Then they got the Kings in Sacramento.
Kings are a good team.
Yeah, good
squad.
Thank
God, because I don't have to worry about that.
Right, the pick. Then you're in L.A. to face the Lakers, at Utah for the Jazz, at the Suns, at home against the Pacers, at home against the Hornets.
Yeah.
It's not that tough.
No, it's actually not.
All right, what do you got?
So you have, you want to hear? I'm not going to do the tease thing. Here you go. I hear it's getting closer. Nothing confirmed yet, but should be any day. So obviously, Phil's still a favorite. One word response from Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Absolutely.
Love that.
Absolutely, Bob says. That's a great word, absolutely. It's one of my favorite words. When you hear, are the Phillies still the favorite? Absolutely. No, you know, it's come to the point now where if they don't land them, it's going to be a crushing blow.
Oh, yeah. We were at that point for a while now.
A buddy of mine was going back and forth with me yesterday, and he's a great baseball man. In fact, I'll read you the conversation on the other side. You tell me who you believe. All right? You tell me how you see this thing. But it's an interesting look if they do not land Harper, where you fall. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you get in. Midday show. We got one more segment. Then we go to Mikey Mintz. Next. All right, let me talk about the union, though. Yeah? Union's back. The start of the 2019 MLS campaign just 2 weeks away. That's it. The home opener, Talon Energy Stadium, Saturday, March 2nd. 1 o'clock kickoff. Boys in blue looking to start off strong in their 10th anniversary season against Toronto FC. Union cut off their best season ever. MLS Cup playoff run in the fall, setting records for both wins and points in the season. New sporting director, Ernst Tanner. Well, he's been on the signing trail. So he added International World Cup superstar Marco Fabian, Brazilian striker Sergio Santos. Now, you got some good scoring power. You can also welcome back the return of the youngest backline in the league with some young stars from Philly, Austin Trusty, Mark McKenzie. They're in full form, returning from the national team camp. Alejandro Bedoya, Jamaican goal sensation, Andre Blake, they're back for the year. So big things on the horizon for the Union. You can't wait. I can't wait to get down to Talon Energy Stadium. The River End's going to be rocking. You got to catch a game down there Saturday, March 2nd, 1 o'clock. We'll be down there cheering on the Union. Get your tickets for the opener while they're still available online, PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hello.
Oh, welcome back. All right, a couple things. One, you got the Sixers 20-4. We did W's and L's. 20-4 is the. I think
it's not going to
agree. You're not going to happen.
So it's one thing doing W's and L's because you go, they're going to be Cleveland, but they lost to Cleveland earlier this year.
You got to win in 10 straight, 8 straight.
Yeah, or
8 straight.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So you figure it. You take maybe 3 wins away from there.
Yeah, I
17 and seven. That's pretty good.
So 17-7 is very good. So 17-7.
You're competing for the third seed there.
Well, you got to get third seed. I mean, that's what you need. 17-7 is that's 54 wins. 54. What was the over under for the total? Do you remember? Was it 57?
Well, was it more or less than their over? Because they had 52 last year. Was it more or less?
That was definitely 52? More. I'm just trying to think. Was it 57? 56? Somewhere, I think it was something like that. somewhere around that. So, real quick. So, a buddy of mine, Michael from Celebrese, the man of the pizzazz, he says, love the Segura trade and the Robertson pickup. They did a lot this season. It's a shame if they don't get Harper. A lot of fake fans will be mad, but I'll understand them not spending $400 million. See, but here's the problem. You and I went over the Nationals roster. And while, yeah, I like Robertson a lot. I like Segura a lot. You can't blame people for not having the same verve. Now, should something happens and Harper go elsewhere? Right? Like, you know, you can't Harper in the lineup. Now, all of a sudden, you're a favorite. Without Harper, that's your favorite.
Right. And with Harper, you're not just talking NL East.
Correct.
I mean, we're talking possibly Pennant.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
By the way, it was 54 and a half.
54 and a half?
So if they go 17 and 7,
wow.
I guess on the 54.
Wow. All right. So would you bet over right now?
No.
54 and a half?
No.
You wouldn't bet the over?
Because still 17 wins
is
still...
You had him at 20.
17 is still a lot.
I mean, they should be able to win 18 games. That's 18 and 6.
Let's see how long it takes for Embiid to come back.
18, that's a proposition, isn't it?
Yeah. 18
would
and 6.
Would you take the over right now? That's a great poll question.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Here's the thing. The schedule's easy.
Yeah, you have some pretty bad teams.
I mean, the only difficult teams... OKC, Golden State, Boston once, Milwaukee twice, Houston. That's it. You know, Brooklyn, you count Brooklyn?
What are you setting the line at here?
What?
17 wins versus 18 wins. What's the favorite?
Well, I mean, I think it's a pick 'em, to be honest with you.
I'll take the 18 then.
You're going to go over?
So they get the 55 wins on the year.
You're going to go over. That's what was my question to you. You're going to go over?
Sure.
You're going over because, like, when you look at their opponents, it's a great question. Can they get to 55? Now, you have them losing tonight and against OKC, going 2-2 in their next four. Be interesting about tonight.
6-point favorites right now, the Sixers. Open at 9, down to 6.
Well, that's no Embiid.
Or exactly.
That's why. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Yo, what's up, Coach? How you doing?
What's up, my brother?
Thanks for getting me in there before Mike. You know,
sure.
At this point, I've kind of just been done with the whole Bryce Harper situation. I mean, the semantics of money is just like, I'm done with it. So, you know, let's talk Sixers because tonight, you know, without Joe, like this is the first time we're going to see this team without Embiid on the court, this newly assembled team, you know, Ennis, Tobias, Boban. Boban starting, my gosh, yeah, you were talking about earlier how every time he gets the ball in his hands, everybody's cheering him before he's ever done anything. Like, I think it's funny, but I like Boban. I wanted him. I told Mike that was the template for a center, was a guy like Boban, and then they get Boban himself. Like, but, you know, I'm kind of with Andrew on this. Like, my heart tells me Sixers, but my mind just tells me that Miami is a team that has given us so much trouble in the past.
All right.
That I can't trust this new lineup. That they've gelled enough.
Well, again, like, you know, this is tonight, so it's, you know, it's in the grand scheme of things. What I'm only worried about is that the Embiid injury lingers, and it's not a week, and it's 2-3 weeks. That's my biggest fear.
Oh, see, I understand that fear, too. Like, and it bothers me because if that's the case, then you shouldn't have been playing him as much as you did. But had to because this.
Well, it goes back to the All Star game, yeah.
Well, I think it goes back further than that. And it goes back to guys like Nerlens Noel, Jeremy Grant, the guys you
I can't even think about those guys right now. I hear you, bro. I hear you, but I can't even think about those guys, honestly. By the way, the handoff. Because Mike misses up next at 2, and our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll dive into it. Hopefully, as we say, our man Bob Nightingale says it's close any day now, and the Phillies are absolutely the favorite. Andrew, great job. Everybody, thanks for listening. I'm going to be tonight at 6 o'clock from Parks. We'll talk to you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.